Hello and welcome to Launch. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Ron Reardon. My co-host is Bill McHenry. Bill, how are you doing today?
Fantastic, Ron. Beautiful day here. Nice blue skies.
Well, that's super. You know, it's great here in Atlanta also. You know, Bill, on Launch, you know, we focus on the launching of a business so that entrepreneurs, our listeners, can successfully navigate their launch. This morning, we're featuring Steve Ray of Rome. But before we get started, Bill, could you thank today's sponsor?
I sure will, Ron. Today, our sponsor is Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing. Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing is your one-stop source for all your marketing, sales, and business development needs. We customize and implement a business strategy to help build your business, grow your sales, and encourage your success.
That is great. Well, today's guest is going to be Steve Ray of Rome. He was previously a vice president there at IBM. He's the founder, the person that conceived of the concept of Rome. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you, Ron. It's good to be here.
Okay.
It's really great to have you on our show today, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Bill.
Well, my wife and I spent last summer, we went to Rome, Italy, and I don't think Rome is Rome, Italy. So tell our listeners what Rome is.
Well, you're right. It's not Rome, Italy, but it is a destination, and we did pick the name Rome because, you know, it sounds like a place you go, and that's definitely what it is. Rome is essentially what we like to call it is the innovator's workplace. Today, when you look at how people are working, where they're working, it's become a lot different from what it was 10, 15 years ago. People are working on the move now. You used to have a desk that had a filing cabinet and a phone that rang at that desk, and that defined your workplace. Today, your filing cabinet's on your laptop, and your phone rings on your PDA, and that means you can pretty much work from anywhere, and most people do. I don't know anybody that is in a white-collar job that at some point isn't doing email at home, or finding themselves cracking a laptop at some sort of a restaurant. So that mobility, we believe, is something that is a permanent trend. It's not going to reverse, and all of a sudden we're going to go back to, you know, working in offices and cubicles. So Rome was a concept that we developed to basically intercept that invisible migration away from a permanent workplace into something that happens more naturally as a part of the way you conduct your day. You touch down at a Rome and you work there for 2-3 hours and then you move on to your next meeting. But it is it's really the innovators' workplace, people that are progressive entrepreneurs and you know, innovative businesses that recognize that, you know, this is the way of the future. And so we developed this concept to cater to those unmet needs in the marketplace and have seen a lot of exciting growth and amazing stories that have come out of this from the people we've met. In fact, Ron was one of those people that I met very early in the development of this concept.
Yeah, and I understand that Rome was part of a larger organization, the Georgia Alliance of Private Clubs. How does that work?
What we want to do is basically make sure that, you know, this concept of being able to work from any places. You know, right now there's only one Rome location. We have expansion plans and we're raising funding to grow. But what we wanted to do is at least provide people that became a Rome member the opportunity to meet in other places. And the best way for us to do that was through the Georgia Alliance of Private Clubs. The Georgia Alliance of Private Clubs is included in your Rome membership. And what you basically get for that is you get access to about 35 golf courses, private golf courses that you might have to spend anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000 initiation fee to join one of those clubs. You don't have that when you join Rome, but you get to play golf at those 35 clubs. And then beyond that, there are also a set of business clubs, including the Georgian Club, the 1818 Club, the City Club of Buckhead, a number of those business clubs that you also are able to use as part of your Rome membership. So it really gives you that extended footprint. If all of the business that you want to conduct in the working manner that we provide for up at Rome doesn't, you know, all happen in Alpharetta, then you have other locations that you can also use to conduct your business meetings and have your business meetings.
That's super. So how is Rome different from a traditional office or office suites or even a co-working space?
Well, if you look at a traditional office suite concept, you know, typically you're going to be spending somewhere between $600,000 and maybe even $1,500 for a permanent office and an office suite concept. And I think that what many people find is they're not using that office probably more than 40% of the time. So what Roam is it enables that same kind of access to office space, but more on a fractional usage basis. So we have workrooms that you rent, and you rent them by the hour. If you're a member, you have room points that you would use to use the Roam room by the hour, and then you're only paying for it when you're using it, and it's a fraction of the cost. We estimate that you can save up to 90% of your officing expense if you're willing to work this way. It means that, you know, you can't leave your stuff behind, right? You know, that's one of the things you forgo. It's not your diploma that's hanging on the wall. But for many people, the savings and the opportunity to, you know, put that, you know, maybe as much as $1,800 in your pocket every month is a significant benefit, and it also has no compromise to your professionalism. This is a very professional environment. Everybody at Roam is a business person. So you see a lot of people around you working. You have a very social environment. It's a fractional usage model. That's one way in which it differs. It also differs from the standpoint that we believe that Roam is a very social environment. When you go there, you just happen upon other entrepreneurs. We have coffee meetings. We had a coffee meeting this morning. It was 12 people getting to know each other as a part of their workday, and it happened at Roam. And all day long, it's almost like it's a perpetual networking meeting. So you can bump into somebody, make a business relationship, exchange business cards, and next thing you know, it's a business opportunity for you that, you know, you can turn into revenue and growth for your business. So it's very exciting in that way.
And you mentioned the room points. I understand that if you get food and beverage at Roam, that you can actually that adds up to room points.
Well, that's part of our loyalty program. And when you're at Roam, we offer, by the way, a full coffee service. So everything from, you know, high premium lattes and espressos to, you know, drip coffee. You know, we offer a hot lunch, pastries in the morning. We also offer wine and beer for evening and networking meetings. But it's really a full service food and beverage operation that is part of Roam. But what we wanted to do just to encourage people is that when they buy our food and beverage product, they earn room points. So they earn time in the rooms for them to conduct their meetings. And that just gives them a little extra time as a member that, you know, is our way of saying thank you for, you know, buying our food and our food and beverage products.
Yeah, and these rooms are not just a room. I mean, tell us about the layout of the rooms and what's on the wall and everything.
Well, there are four different size rooms that we have, small, medium. We have an executive briefing room, and then we have a room we call the forum room. The small rooms comfortably seat four people. They're designed for the smaller meeting. You know, two people, three people, four people. Then we have a medium-sized room that seats up to eight. The executive briefing room can seat up to 12. And then we have a forum room that is a large room. It's about 800 square feet. You can configure it in any way you want, anywhere from a, you know, U-shaped table to, you know, theater style. It might seat 60 people. And so really it's a place where you can have meetings almost of any size. Now, we don't cater to, you know, the 200-person meeting, but you know, we've really found our sweet spot, you know, catering to these meetings of different sizes. Every room, inclusive in the room, is a high-tech whiteboard. We have a flat screen that you can hook up your laptop to and do presentations, a conference phone, and all the Wi-Fi in the facility is free.
That's cool.
Yeah, gee, it really is. What other benefits do your members get?
Well, when you're a platinum member, we will, for example, advertise their businesses. So we'll put their PowerPoint slides up on our digital ad board that's at Roam, and that helps those people advertise their businesses when they're not there. I know Ron's is on the ad board, and you know he's been up there for over a year, but it's an opportunity for Ron to merchandise his business to the community we serve, which is really entrepreneurs. And we also cater, quite frankly, to the larger businesses. So, you know, it's an interesting thing about our business is it's a great place for larger companies to have offsite meetings. So we have McKesson and AT&T and Siemens and Kimberly Clark, all of those are customers at Rome, and what they're looking for is that idyllic offsite meeting location that has all the high tech amenities that they need to, you know, have a productive offsite meeting. So, you know, our members, we support them with advertising. We support we do a monthly email blast that we include information about their businesses when they ask us if for example they're running an event at Rome, we'll advertise that event and help them secure clients for or participation in those events. So a lot of those things that we do to help the small business. But you know what? Honestly, the most important thing that we do for our members is introduce them to other members, because it's that network that really is the valuable thing that they get from being at Rome, is the opportunity to meet other entrepreneurs, build their businesses, and grow and find ways of accessing new opportunities they otherwise wouldn't have had. And, you know, that social dimension, I think, is the primary difference that you get from a traditional office, where you tend to close yourself off from the people around you. And Rome, being a much more social place, allows for that incidental introduction that can lead to tremendous value. I can tell you some amazing stories of members that have, you know, joined Rome, been there, you know, gotten to know somebody, and the next thing you know, they're working together and landing very large deals. So, you know, that's the thing I think is really the most exciting about, you know, what happens when you start working at Rome and join Rome as a member.
And the thing I like is...
Well, you know, all the benefits that you get, your clients and customers get from Rome, you'd think it'd be real expensive. And I know your pricing, share it with our listeners, Steve, because your pricing structures are very, very competitive and very, 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 very affordable.
Yeah, we have essentially three levels of membership, gold, platinum, and then we have a platinum group. And they start at $99 a month. The gold membership basically gives you essentially 175 room points. To put it in perspective, our small meeting room is 12 points an hour. So, you know, that gives you, you know, a good 12 to 15 hours worth of room time per month. It's kind of like a cell program. So when you're a platinum member, you get 275, and then platinum group, and platinum is 149, and then platinum group, you get 400 points, and that's $199 a month. And, you know, that's quite a lot of room time that you get, you know, probably more than, you know, most people need. And if you run out of points, you can buy more. And if you don't use them all up, they roll over into the next month for 90 days. But it is extremely affordable, and we wanted to build a model that was easy for the entrepreneur to access and easy for them to justify, you know, especially if they were trying to build their business out of their home. This gives them that extension without getting them into the expensive, you know, private office kind of a model. This gives them that perfect, you know, extension to what they may be doing out of their home. So we wanted to design it as a very accessible business model. And the other thing about the membership on the group membership is, and that's quite frankly our fastest growing membership right now. We introduced it a few months ago, and it's the ability for a small business to actually have all the employees of that business be able to use a room on that one membership. So the 400 points, room points you get is actually a pooled membership, and you, you know, anybody that's part of your business can use those points for a room, and it gives you that that added extension. We're also excited about starting to work with the corporate market and corporations that have, you know, large banks of teleworkers that are also working from home but occasionally need to get together for a meeting. So, you know, we're working with a couple of corporations to design specific packages that are designed for, you know, maybe 50 of their employees that are teleworkers, all basically hitting on a large bank of points. But we also want to add into that offering the ability for them to have some professional development, like one day of learning, training, whatever it is they need from a professional development standpoint that happens at Rome, and then maybe one evening of a social get-together a month where they, as teleworkers, can regroup and you know, sort of satisfy that social starvation they have when you're working, you know, alone out of your home and on conference calls all day long. You're lacking that personal contact with your colleagues.
Yeah, and I really wanted to talk about that kind of social starvation aspect, because any entrepreneur, when they're starting off, especially if they're working from their home, it's kind of lonesome, you know, because there you are at the house all by yourself and working away and, of course, taking phone calls and emails and all like that. But eventually, you almost get cabin fever. It's like, you know, I've got to get out. And what I really like about Rome is the absolute, the energy level that's there. Because you come in there and there's all these entrepreneurs in one place and they're all busily working away. And, you know, you can, you know, get coffee and you can chat with them and make contacts and everything. And it's just a super, you know, place to network.
Yeah, I think, in fact, if you think about it, you know, that was kind of what inspired the concept in my mind. I was one of IBM's first teleworkers. I was given a computer and a phone line, and at the time it was a dial-up modem. This was back in 92. You know, I went home and I downloaded my email. I worked with my home phone, and IBM had figured out, you know, this was a great way of saving on real estate costs and infrastructure costs. But exactly what you're saying, Ron, is I felt that sense of disconnectedness, a lot of social starvation, and I did spend time at client locations, but I was very disconnected from my colleagues at IBM and other people that, you know, I could use to build my network. So that sense of isolation was something that, you know, as you look at the accelerated rate at which teleworking is being adopted and all of the real estate compression that's taking place right now with major corporations that are trying to work in more efficient ways and take advantage of the portability that laptops and cell phones give us in reducing their real estate overheads, you know, this is a large growing market, but there are a profound set of unmet needs. And when you look at that and you see how many people show up to Starbucks, as an example, with a laptop, and they're all looking for that one seat that might be over there next to the plug that they can plug their laptop into, and then the amount of noise that's going on around them, and the, you know, the espresso machine screaming, and, you know, the coffee grinder grinding, and, you know, I sort of equate that to a bit of a hostile work environment. But I would look at that and I'd say, you know, why are these people showing up at Starbucks? You know, clearly they need something that they're willing to put up with all of this hostility to get it. And, you know, part of it is obviously a cup of coffee. But I think the other part is, as I've gotten to know this marketplace, is they want to be anonymous in a crowd. And they want to feel the presence of other people around them that they don't get working from home. So, you know, what we try to do is say there is a larger market there. And if you address those needs and you still cater that social need, but also cater to what does this need to look like as a work environment, and, you know, what are some of the other things that these teleworkers demand? That's really what we've designed the Rome concept around.
Yeah, because I know that for me personally, you know, when you go to Rome, the feeling that you get is like, oh, I'm not alone. There are other entrepreneurs out there. I'm not crazy. This will work. Other people are making it work, you know, and it's really encouraging to say, you know, the other entrepreneurs there. Because as an entrepreneur, you know, working by yourself at home, you're thinking, you know, is this really going to work? You know, do I need to go back and get a job? You know, you have these questions in your mind, and it's reassuring to go in there and say, okay, this is the trend. This is what I need to be doing.
And the culture that we've built with our staff is all about making every one of those people that walks in our door feel special. And, you know, I remember sitting the staff down back in November of last year, and I asked them all, what do you think Rome is? And a lot of them, you know, I think naturally described the facility. They said, well, it's, you know, it's this coffee shop. It's a Starbucks with meeting rooms. It's, you know, and I could understand why they were trying to describe it that way, but that really wasn't what the concept was that we built. And so I said, you know, why do people come here, and where? What are they, you know, what are they coming out of when they cross the threshold of Rome and walk in the door? Typically, they're coming out of, you know, they're coming out of a very harsh economy. They're entrepreneurs. They're struggling. You know, this is a difficult environment to grow any business in, especially when it's small and, you know, nascent and, you know, maybe a ground level concept. And what they're looking for is an oasis. They want a place where they feel at home, where they feel welcomed, where they feel like they're around people like themselves. And, you know, that's what we developed. And what I said to the staff was, Rome is not a facility. It's a place you go when you want to have an insanely great work and meeting experience. And it's your job as staff here to cater to that sense of there is an extraordinary feeling that happens when you come into Rome. that it's like Cheers, that, you know, all the staff knows your name. They get to know your business. They ask you how things are going. And there's a couple of good stories there. We had one member who went out and landed a big deal with LexisNexis. You know, it was a great contract for him. And, you know, he needed to celebrate. Guess where he went? He came to Rome. He came back to Rome, which was out of his way, and was high-fiving the staff. And, you know, that's the connection that he felt with our place. And so, you know, that's really what it's about. It's about having this, as you're saying, Ron, a belief and a feeling that you're part of a community of entrepreneurs, that you're no longer alone, and that that community can both support you, but they can also understand what, you know, what that entrepreneurial journey is like. And you know, in many cases, that community can become a customer. So that's the exciting thing, I think, is that it does deal with, that social need that entrepreneurs have, that many times that journey feels pretty lonely, especially if you're a solopreneur where you're, you know, operating a single owner kind of a business and you're, you know, you have, you know, some or no staff at all.
You know, Steve, tell us, networking, we've had guests on in the past too that have talked about the importance of networking, and the Rome facility sounds like it's just perfect for networking. Tell our listeners some of the success stories about some of your customers networking amongst themselves.
Well, I'll share a couple stories, but the first thing I want to do is you know, kind of differentiate what networking Rome is, how that's different than maybe going to a networking meeting, because there are all kinds of networking meetings, and you pass out a business card, and, you know, for a lot of people, you know, those networking experiences make them uncomfortable. They don't necessarily like being out in those environments and, you know, trying to peddle their wares. And a lot of those kind of networking meetings are very me-centric. It's sort of like, here's my business card. You know, what can you do for me? And at the same time, I think there's a lot of people that just don't like to network like that. So I would say Rome is different in a couple of ways. First of all, we subscribe to one of our almost founding fathers, but he's not necessarily an owner, but he's somebody that was inspirational for us when we first got going, is Bob Littell. And Bob Littell preaches this concept called net weaving, and net weaving is really about, you know, sort of taking networking but approaching it with a pay it forward mentality, where what can I do for you? I'm going to introduce you to some people that can help your business, and I believe that somewhere in the grand equation, that positive energy that I gave you is going to come back to me with interest. But it's not something that I demand. It's not like a contract. I'll do this for you if you do this for me. It's just the idea that you network on the premise of I'm here to help other entrepreneurs. So that is the spirit that I think you'll feel with the members that work at Rome, is that sense that we're all part of this community. We're here to help each other. But then beyond that, what Rome is it's not a networking event. Networking is happening whenever the doors are open at Rome. You know, I'll tell you, I make it a part of my day to make sure I introduce people to other people every day of the week. And I'll give you a couple of examples that are kind of exciting. One example was I got to know one member who ran a branding firm. This is a guy that was, he is a guy that is very progressive in his use of technology. He's an AV buff, audiovisual. Another member that I met, has a very, very cool audiovisual firm. It's called Clark Pro Media, and they have this, literally it's a stage presence technology that can make somebody that's not in the room feel like they're in the room with you. And it's really an extraordinary technology. So, you know, knowing that Dorian liked AV, and knowing that Clark Pro Media liked, just were in the process of trying to get more people aware of their technology, I created this introduction for them. Dorian went and looked at their technology. Next thing you know, Dorian happens to know people that know musical artists in the Atlanta market. And the next thing you know after that is this guy's meeting. And some of this is confidential, but, you know, Clark Pro Media was meeting with top, you know, artist talent in Atlanta that is Atlanta based that are now contemplating using this technology for their national tours, which, you know, takes their company and almost puts them at a quantum leap forward in terms of, you know, market access, you know, getting exposure for this very innovative AV technology. And, you know, it happened because of Rome. So that is one little story of, you know, literally thousands that are like it, where an introduction happens, new value gets created, new relationships get formed. And you know, as many members will say, that could only happen at Rome. There's no other place that that kind of a relationship could get established. It can't happen in a traditional networking, you know, meeting. It happens because you've got this sense of it's an elongated relationship that gets developed. And so there's more trust there. And, you know, you get to know the people better. And I think that at the core, if I were to strip everything else aside, that is the biggest business value that Rome delivers. You know, set aside how inexpensive it is, set aside how professional it is, set aside, you know, your access to, you know, insanely great work and meeting experiences. But you have that dimension of networking that really helps these businesses succeed and grow.
Yeah, it's amazing how one contact, one introduction can just totally change your business.
I mean, we have job seekers that have found jobs because they hung out at Rome, got to know somebody else that was looking for somebody with their talent, and all of a sudden they get a job. You know, it's just it's that, you know, honestly, that's the most exciting thing to see happen. And as you know, as I said earlier, I believe there is a huge amount of unmet needs in the marketplace for what Rome delivers on day in and day out. And you know, we're excited about getting this thing perfected and then you know, really you know, having this become a national brand.
That's cool. So, do you have any kind of tip or tips that you can give to our listeners?
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. I mean, you know, coming from an IBM environment, you know, the security of the paycheck, I was a vice president, you know, very well compensated, and then sort of leaving all of that and jumping into, you know, the entrepreneurial world. I did it in kind of two phases. The first phase was, you know, I contemplated Rome and actually funded it and got it started while I still worked at IBM. You know, it's a funny thing, but there's a saying that providence only shines on you if you're truly committed. And so that kind of partial commitment, I think, caused us to have somewhat of a protracted ramp up. And, you know, that's when I decided last year I was going to leave IBM and commit myself fully to Rome. And we've seen a lot of really great growth since then. And, you know, a lot more passion, both in terms of our customers, our staff, and all those things that now are starting to come right. And so, you know, I guess my number one tip in terms of my personal journey is that, you know, you got to really commit yourself. And you know, nothing is as easy as you contemplate it to be in your brain when it comes to this entrepreneurial journey. And you know, when anywhere you look and you see whether you're a Bill Gates or, you know, somebody that is making a breakthrough on a smaller scale, every successful entrepreneur has moments of doubt. They have times when they want to throw in the towel. Anybody that makes it, they're the people that have the tenacity and the perseverance to make it through all the self-doubt that you have as you you know, pursue the journey. And you know, I think that's, you know, that's the other part of this is you know, you got to fully commit yourself and you got to persevere.
Boy, that's for sure. The perseverance is the most important thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize the ups and downs. When I started my organization, I remember my attorney said to me, he said, "Well, Bill," he said, "you're going to have the highest highs and the lowest lows." And I waited for him to say something profound, and he said, "And often they'll be within 5 minutes of each other."
That's right.
Yeah, I think it was Henry Ford that said that a lot of people stop just inches from success. You know, if they could just persevere just a little bit more, then they would have been successful.
Yeah, and you know, the other I like to quote this. I saw a movie. I don't know if you guys saw this. There's a movie called Bottle Shock, and it was a movie about a lawyer that became a vintner in California, basically, you know, back in the 70s, you know, bought a vineyard and was making Chardonnay. And it's a story about, I mean, at that particular time, California was not well known for its wines, and everybody bought French wines in the United States, and California was considered to be a very inferior and you know, kind of crummy wine. But this is a guy that was an attorney. He was passionate about being a vintner. He didn't want to be a lawyer anymore. And he had this saying, and he was describing the process of how you water the vines. And he said, you can't overwater the vine because the grape that makes the best wine has to struggle for its existence. And, you know, it's almost, and I think that's true of a lot of entrepreneurs. They have had, you know, at one point or another, they've really had a struggle. And it's that struggle that tempers them and helps them make better decisions going forward and allows them to sort of accelerate their success rate. But, you know, I often think about that there's a reason for the struggle. You know, if entrepreneurialism was easy, everybody'd be doing it. And, you know, but there are a few that can make it, but they have to have the right perspective on what that journey is all about.
Wow, I'm going to remember that particular quote. That's a good one.
I want to use that quote if I can. That's awesome.
Well, I'm quoting the movie, so it's not my original. But I just like to, you know, I think in that context is very relevant to what the entrepreneurial journey is about.
Yeah, I heard something similar that when you see that the caterpillar that becomes the butterfly, that when it's in that chrysalis and it's struggling to get out. And a lot of times, you know, people will sit there and say, well, this guy is struggling too hard. We need to help him. And so they'll actually take a little razor blade and be very careful and slit open the chrysalis so it's easier for the butterfly to get out. And what they discovered is that when the butterfly comes out, number one, it's ugly, and number two, it can't fly. It's actually the struggle that creates the beauty and also creates the strength of its wings so that it can fly. So it's kind of similar to what you're talking about.
Yeah, I like
with
that too. That's
with,
great.
With the grape and the best wine. And you were talking about...
Ron is so nice looking.
That's why I'm so nice looking. It's because of my struggle. I guess that's it. That's why I've got such strong arms, right?
Huge wingspan.
That's right. Huge wingspan. But, you know, I created a book many years ago when I was first launching my business. It had a lot of good inspirational quotes in it. And my favorite quote is from the samurai. And they said that a focused mind can shatter stone, okay? And you're right. You know, doing something, you know, working at IBM and doing Rome, you're going to have a lot better success when you're just totally focused and this is all you're doing, because that's what's going to create the momentum and the success. So, Steve, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, first of all, we're on the web. Our website is... www.romeatlanta.com. You can find out a lot about our business there, but also it's got all our contact information. I would put out to any listener right now, if you refer to this radio station, we'll set you up in a, if you've never been to Rome before, we'll set you up in a meeting room and have a 1 hour meeting room and coffee on the house for free. Just come try us out, because I think you'll see when you walk in the door, it's one of these concepts that I don't care how many times you try to explain it to somebody. And I remember, Ron, you know, you and I worked together before I had the doors open, you know, when I was trying to work with you on how do we protect this idea. Just your reaction when you walked through, we weren't even finished construction yet, and you walked in and, you know, your eyes came out of your head. That, you know, that to me is the best way to, you know, connect with us, is just come and try it out. And you know, as I said, if you mention this radio station, you come into our receptionist, you can call us up. Our phone number's on the website. But, you know, come on in, and we'll set you up and show you how you can reinvent your workday.
Sounds great. You know, the website on Rome Atlanta is ROAM Atlanta.
Thank you.
.com. It's super. Well, thanks for being on the show today, Steve. This Rome is a tremendous resource for entrepreneurs here in Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Another great show, Bill.
Boy, it really was. And, Steve, I certainly enjoyed our conversation. It's great to talk to another entrepreneur, because everyone gets frustrated, and I hope our listeners picked up on some of the quotes, especially the comment about the wine grapes. I want to also thank our sponsor today, Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing. We go the extra step so you don't have to fret. Visit our website at entrepreneursales.com.
And you can go to our blog, thelaunchhour.businessradio.com, to listen to today's show plus previous shows. This is Ron Reardon and Bill McHenry signing off another great session of The Launch Hour.